Day. We finished the day having raised $8,124 yesterday. Even though, let me mention this, we had great opposition with our signal yesterday. We definitely have had interference. I don't know if it is a pirate situation. I don't know if it is a mistake that is taking place. But on our signal, 89.9, we have had an NPR station with talk radio and a lot of other things that has been stepping on our signal in Okeechobee County, in St. Lucie County, in Martin County, and I don't know if it reaches into Palm Beach County, but if our signal has been cutting in and out where you normally had good signal, would you please notify us? We have made some efforts to get a hold of this radio station that is, for whatever reason, it may be a pirated signal, but it's being rebroadcast into our area on our signal. We also have contacted the president of National Christian Network, and our president is at work on this as of this morning. We've also contacted our engineers. They're at work on it this morning. And so we're just going to start the morning and say, in Jesus' name, we rebuke all opposition.
Amen.
And we ask you to join us in this prayer that all opposition and disruption of our signal would be defeated today, and that we would be able to clearly broadcast into the area that we're licensed to broadcast into. And so we appreciate your patience. Some of you yesterday were trying to listen in. I know you couldn't. I know that the signal was just cut in and out yesterday. And this has been apparently going on for some time. So we're believing the Lord that God's going to expose it. You know, there are huge fines for this type of stuff to be done. Huge fines. And so we pray that if this is done intentionally, that the law will find the individuals that are intentionally seeking to do it. If it's a mistake and it's an accident, that it will be resolved speedily. So thank you for your patience. We're just going to tell you that in advance. So we yesterday raised $8,124, and that brought us to a total of $107,789. Now, we have a goal and a budget of $200,000. So that this leaves us with $92,211 to go, $92,000. And so we are going to need every one of our family to come alongside of us with what God has directed you to give. And we are going to need some $5 monthly pledges. We're going to need a lot of Gideon's Army, maybe a dollar a day. That's a $30 a month, just committing to pray and to stand in faith with us and give a dollar a day. We are going to need some businessmen that will step up with maybe $500 a month, maybe $300 a month. We're going to need some kings and priests that may be able to step up and make a $5,000 donation this morning, or a $10,000 donation. Somebody may have a $20,000, $25,000 donation. God has blessed you, and you have just been in prayer about where you are to invest the resources that God has given you. Prayerfully consider WCNO. We are reaching into the state of Florida, right where you live, where you listen. We're bringing the gospel, and the gospel is powerful. The dark cannot shut it down. So prayerfully consider making a generous donation this morning. Maybe you're able to make a $1,000 donation, and I believe that there are many of you who will do that, because that is needed. So we currently need $92,211. If you are able to make a donation this morning, would you join us? Would you join us? And someone out there may have a $5,000, $10,000, maybe a $20,000 matching fund that you want to bring in. Now, we are going to have some businesses that are going to prayerfully be joining us before the end of the week, and we're looking forward to that. And we do have individuals who step up and make matching funds challenges. And we've already had one that was $12,000. We've had another brother that's given, I believe, over $4,000. And these are kings and priests that are able to do that. And then we have had just tons of people that have given as you're able to, with everything from $5 on up. So it's not the amount, it's just that we give what God has blessed blessed us with and gifted us and directed us to do. So give us a call this morning, Karen. Give the numbers out, and we're going to get the phone lines open right now.
Yes, you can call us at 888-221-8990, or you can call 772-221-1100.
You also can go online to WCNO.com, and we will be checking online. You also can text WCNO to 24365. And so we are looking for your call this morning. And we are going to be going to some music at this time. And, you know, we've been just talking about the greatness of God, and we're going to continue to do that as we move along through the day and just trust the Lord that the Lord's going to guide you, direct you in this day, and that all of us who are in the kingdom will see a great day of God's favor. In Jesus' name, amen. Great God, live.
Oh, yeah.
So this $100. I worship you, great God. What a great song that just calls us this morning as you're getting into your day to worship the Lord for the goodness of our God, the greatness of our God. Last evening, we had a delightful time with Kirk and his family. And we're going to talk a little bit about their visit. But first, we want to get those numbers out. David, let's give the numbers out again. We have people wanting to call.
You can reach us at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. In the 772 area code, you can reach us at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
So last evening, Kirk came by with a couple of his grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And Karen, we always find that delightful, don't we?
Oh, they're just so fun to have around, especially Brielle.
Yeah.
She's really interested in radio, I think.
She is. She is. Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, here we have a young girl. She's 12 years old, I believe, that pulls right up to the microphone. She's ready to go, you know. She's ready to go. And her brother Liam was here last evening as well. And I had met him, and so they were kind of making sure that I understood. Now we have a brother and sister. They're not, you know, cousins or something, right? Here, you know. But anyhow, Kirk came in, and they came. They shared with us. That was quite awesome. And then there also was a bit of a celebration over our birthday.
Yes, they came bearing gifts.
They did. They came bearing
yeah,
gifts.
Yeah, they did.
Yep. So thanks to Duncan. You know, Uncle Duncan, yes. Who shared a dozen with us at least, and I was looking forward to one of those Bavarian cream donuts, and they disappeared.
Did they? Oh,
before I got in there, I mean,
oops.
they were just gone, and I'm praying that whoever found them to be quite acceptable. That's my desire.
That
they were good. It really
was. And a mission there.
And I did notice a little bit of chocolate on the knife, so I thought there might be some DNA evidence that could be scraped off of these things.
Well, literally, I cut it in half.
Oh, you did? Yeah. See the evidence.
And then, all right. So somebody ate the other half. It wasn't me.
Well, a little while later, I ate
the other half. Oh, you ate the other half. Okay, all right.
that's one good thing about the halves. It doesn't seem that you're eating as much if you cut it into pieces, you know.
That's true. So, and you forget you've eaten the first half, and you look at that and say, there you go. Goodness, I have to eat that because it's just half.
Right.
Well, normally I would have just taken the whole thing.
Well, sure.
But
of course, the two halves didn't add up to that.
I felt the Lord was saying to me, just, you know,
share.
You don't eat the whole thing.
Share. No, share.
You don't eat the whole thing all at once.
Yeah, after a while, the other half was still there. And
it looked lonely.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, you're sharing with yourself so you can share again a little later. That works out pretty good. And I did the same thing. I found a donut that looked like, you know, it may have been something that would have tempted me out of my no donut mode. And I thought, well, I'm only going to do a half. And so, and I noticed some.